League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Williams is an award-winning peacekeeper. He is a community violence pioneer. He is a speaker, and he is the author of the new book, Interrupting Violence, One Man's Journey to Heal the Streets and Redeem Himself. Welcome to the show, Kobe.
Thank you for having me. I'm happy to be on the show. Yeah, thanks a lot.
Tell us a little bit about your personal lives, more about your work, and what motivated you to write the book.
Yes, my name is Kobe Williams. I'm born and raised on the south side of the community, south side of Chicago, in a community called Inglewood. So as a youth, I grew up, gang banging, selling drugs, making a lot of decisions in my life. My father went to prison when I was 3 years old. He got out of prison when I was 11. He got killed. One of the things that stuck to me was me and my friends who I grew up with had something in common. We didn't have no father in our life. So I remember visiting my father in prison, and my father's friends was teaching me at a young age how to throw gang signs, So coming back to the community, my father was my role model. That's who I looked up to. So I wanted to be like him as a kid growing up. And I lost a lot of friends to gun violence and different things like that. Then I started doing this work. Then I started seeing a lot of my close friends' kids getting killed to gun violence and all that. So I really just want to make that change in my life. And why I want to write the book is because I remember when the documentary came out, I was featuring the Interrupters, how so many people said it touched them and changed them. So I want to inspire more people and motivate people, want people to know you're not alone and you can make that change. It ain't how you start, it's how you finish.
So we talk about the issues that are plaguing inner cities. What are some of those issues? From the outside looking in, seems like there's a lot of problems. But from your perspective, having grown up and lived through it and have been working in it.
Yes, it's a lot of issues. And I say that's why it's important to look at violence as a public health issue, because this is a health issue. And you see the things that's going on in the community where I feel like we have dealt a bad hand already. So in our community, we had to make the best of it, but we didn't have a lot of opportunities, a lot of resources in the community. So we end up going the other route, selling drugs, hustling, and different things like that. So in the community, it's important for brothers and sisters to have opportunities, though. That's why I love the work we do. We meet people where they at without judging them. We don't look at people as good and bad people. We understand people make choices. We ain't saying it's the wrong choice. Sometimes you make the choices of the situation you've been put in. So a lot of things I see that's going on in the community, there's a lot of poverty. People don't have the same resources everybody else have. And a lot of families are coming from broken homes. They just ain't got it. And the community as a whole is suffering because this violence is steady making our country sick. And a lot of people, we grew up, we've been exposed to so much violence as a kid. It was in our face every day.
I put myself into the shoes of somebody growing up in that environment. I can't imagine I would do anything other than get myself into bad situations, because it would be what I perceive to be the way to find success, because to your point, there's very little opportunity. So why wouldn't I join a gang? Why wouldn't I just try to earn money however I could or get respect and feel like I was in control?
Yeah. And that's how it be. Sometimes when you out there in the community, I saw myself every day out there. I felt like the streets was calling me. But when I say calling me, I felt like I was getting a lot of love and support in the street. Like I say, I had my father in my life. My mother was on drugs. My grandparents did the best they can for me. But the streets was there. So I felt like when I was introduced to the street piece of it, I felt like a little better off, would say, because that's what I was feel like I was being accepted at, you know, sometimes. And that's why a lot of these brothers and sisters, so many people are so quick to judge them, not meeting with that, not knowing what they're going through or what they've been through. But then is this where I feel like I'm getting love shown at or support shown? That's what I turn to. And that's what a lot of these young people, that's what happened.
So this was, how long has this been going on? Generations.
Generations, yes. It's been going on. Yes.
And you are optimistic?
Yes, I'm optimistic that a change can happen. Look at me.
Mm-hmm.
I did time in prison. I did it all under the sun. That's why I say it ain't how you start, it's how you finish. So I'm optimistic when you get more resources in the community and you get more programs in the community and you have more people trying to help heal the people in the community. I think, yes, what we've been through and what we've been going through, when you get the right people around, it can help make a big difference. I ain't going to say it's going to happen overnight, but it can.
I'm such a firm believer in the power of the individual, and I dislike immensely painting things with a broad brush and saying, oh, you know, there's category of whatever. Like when people ask me what I do, I don't like that because I don't like to be just lumped into a category. Yes. I believe that we're so capable and so powerful as individuals that we can do extraordinary things regardless of the circumstances. And we've got, you know, generations of people struggling in these horrible environments. So both things are obviously true at the same time. Has it been a lack of resources? Is it just misplaced resources? Is it everything?
It's a combination of everything. It's just definitely misplaced, lack of resources. Sometimes getting down to the root cause of why, what's driving violence, you know, and different things and how to address these situations. So it's a combination of everything. It ain't just one thing. It ain't one thing fix everything, but it's a combination of everything.
Right. Do you look at, do you point to, like, do you look at systemic problems? Do you say this is, there are systemic poverty, systemic racism? Are these things that you're thinking about and you're addressing?
Yes. We got to address these a lot more than now. You know what I'm saying? We got to address them a lot more. That's why I say it's a combination. It ain't one thing. So, I mean, we really in state of urgency do that. We got to get more of everything to help fix this madness out here, this disease. That's why I say it spreads and spreads. That's why we look at violence as a disease. You know, it's just so much you got to address before you go fix this piece of it. What about this piece? What about that piece? What about that piece? So it's just so much. And you just never know what people are going through. So that's why it's so important to listen more, to hear from them, though. Let them tell a story. Let them share what they've been going through, what they think can help fix this. That's why it's important for them to be a part of the process, though, a part of the conversation.
I always think about, well, I'm thinking about now, It's like when you have the opportunity to get up in front of a room of, let's just say, junior high or high school students, and I'm sure that they're just locked in and listening to every word that you're saying, and a lot of them, and then there's probably some that are like, F this guy, you know, I'm going to go out and do what I'm going to do. And there's probably a lot of kids that are like, oh my gosh, this person can do it, so I can do it also. And then afterwards, there's probably a line of people that want to talk to you, and you can have an impact on each one of those young people that you're speaking with. And then it's, oh my God, the South Side of Chicago is this horribly dangerous place, and what are we ever going to do to fix it? So it's like, from the top down, what do you do? The bottom up, I totally get it. You are doing that work all the time and impacting individuals' lives and everybody you're coming in contact with. You are making that change. It's how do you scale it, I suppose.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at lower.com field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at columbuscrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
I mean, that's why I do what I do. I mean, one of the reasons I continue on this journey to do this work is because I definitely want to keep impacting people. And the people, like you saying, you see a long line of people waiting to talk to you or want to hear from you. That's what helped keep getting me motivation, though. Like, I got to do more. I got to be able to push others to do more also. So I love when I could use my story to inspire somebody else. That means so much to me. And just for them to know that they're not alone, because some people got these same stories. And some people be want to talk about these same stories, but a lot of times they don't know how to go about it. They don't know how to share what they're going through. They don't want to talk to, and sometimes they feel like people don't care what they're going through. So it's just a way you got to connect with people, your approach is everything, but listen more to the people. I think that's important. Let's listen more and letting them know that, man, really hearing what you're saying. And it's the times you got to listen without cutting them off, because they don't want to feel like, man, you just like everybody else. I'm telling you what I'm going through, but you really not listening to me, because every time I say something, you cut me off or you adding this to adding that. Just listen.
Education is an important thing. Having job opportunities is an important thing. Having community resources, having families. You talk about not having that your dad was your role model and he wasn't necessarily a great one. I don't mean that to be negative, but he was in a gang. What are all those things top priorities? Can everything be a top priority?
I mean, you have to remember, most young men want to be sometimes like their father. You know, growing up, they want to be like Eddie. They like to be a junior sometimes, or someone like, man, you know, they need that daddy love, a lot of young men. And it's like their father is everything to them. So regardless of what walk of life he chose, that's my daddy. You know what I'm saying? So it's like that. I want to, like I say, be like him. And it's like I want his approval, you know what I'm saying? A lot of times and all that. And whether he here with me or not here with me, I always wanted his approval though. Then you have to remember too, is like going to school as a kid and this and that, and your mother is there, but your father ain't there. And you see other kids at school have their father and mother there. So a lot of times sometimes it triggers you in a way like, man, like you get angry.
And completely understandable. It's being a kid is hard, and then dealing with everything you just laid out makes it certainly exacerbates the problems. So as you're advocating, you're traveling the world and meeting with leaders and stakeholders. Talk about listening. Talking about thinking about knowing, understanding what it is that people are saying that they need. What do you then do if somebody says we need more role models, we need fathers who are engaged or fathers who are modeling positive behavior? What is the message that you're sharing? Listening, yes, but then beyond that.
I'd say so with a lot of people, right? I say sometimes it ain't so much a role models, they need real models. Because they need people who not be able to just talk about it, but they action so something different though. Because a lot of people talk about all the right things, but then they action show something different. So they need, if you're gonna speak this out your mouth and this what you're doing and you saying this, they need to see it though. See it. They need to see it in real time. So we I think like I said, it's important for more people to get involved somehow. But I also think you can't start and don't stop. If you're gonna be locked in with them, be locked in with them. You can't, oh, do this today and not doing it tomorrow. Then you letting them down. That's who you hurt. You hurt them. So I'm saying, if you want to be all the way in it, be all the way in it. Oh, that's how you got to do.
As this is, I think that you called it, it's a public health issue. Violence is a public health issue. And I agree with that. And is it just apathy? Let's assume that well, if 90% of America is doing pretty well and you've got 10% of America, I don't know if those numbers are correct, 80-20, 20% is really struggling. And the 80% is like, oh, just, you need to have these things, and they throw some money at it, but they're not really invested. And then it grows to 25%, and then 30% of people who are feeling more and more left behind. And I feel like that's a scenario that's actually happening. I don't know if statistics back that up or not, but it's getting worse instead of better.
Yes, but you could throw money you could put money into it. But sometimes you put a lot of money in, but you ain't putting the money into the right programming though. You ain't putting the right resources, that's what I'm saying, where they really need it though. Sometimes people put resources in the community that's already got 1,000 resources, but this community ain't got no resource. So you got to look at where the problems is coming at, what communities, so what neighborhood really they coming from, and what's there and what's not there. So if we talk about addressing things, we need to put a lot of this over here. A lot of this over here. We can't just half do it. Because we'll be back in the same situation we've been in, that we are in now.
So when, just as an example, and you totally correct me or tell me if I'm off base here, if XYZ politician says, oh, we're going to put another community center for after school care in this neighborhood in Chicago, they're like, great, but no, we don't need that. We already have 10 of those. What we need is this. That's the listening we're really talking about.
Right. But I think this, everything helped, right? Everything helped. But do some type of your research. What's already there, though? You know what I'm saying? That's my biggest thing, to talk about what's there already. And what's there, is it working, though? Because a lot of times, you dish out this and that in a lot of situations, but it's not working. So how can we better that? How can we enhance some of these things that are working, though? So it's a lot of things. That's why it's important to have more researchers doing research on this and evaluate what's working and what's not working.
That's a tricky thing. Or is that obvious? What's working?
Yes, but we got data to support that what's working, though. We got things we could track and say, man, this is working. We see the impact it's having in these communities.
So it's listening, it's actually paying attention, figuring out what's working. What are, well, for people that for me, what's your advice to me? People like me that I don't live in Chicago, I don't live in the inner city, I live in, for lack of a better term, a very nice suburb here in the United States that is not touched by that much violence or that much homelessness. What ought I do if I'm interested in being part of the solution, for lack of a better term?
I think it's important. It's important for you to get the word out more. You know, to share your platform and, you know, be where you could share what we are doing. You know what I'm saying? Out there. And to talk about, you know, when you sit down with people like us and we can show you what's working and what's not working, be able to share that with the masses to let people know, man, guess what? This really works. I see it. I saw it. I look at the data. I would like people to come to our communities and see us working and sit down and bring in young people together, or people who we're working with every day, together in these neighborhoods and different things like that, to share what's not working also. You know, I'm saying come out and listen to the people. I'm not talking about listen to the people who make all the policies and the laws and all that. Listen to the people in the community who are living and going through this madness in the community. I think it's important to hear from them. And they can give you a lot of ideas.
Well said. Well, Kobe, thank you so much for coming on. Where can people learn more about you? And where can they get their copy of Interrupting Violence, One Man's Journey to Heal the Streets and Redeem Himself?
So interruptingviolence.com. They can order the book. So please order it. Please share the link with everybody. It's a lot you could learn right now. And it's a lot that could help not just you and other people to better understand us. When I say us, people who made bad choices in their life and how they redeemed themselves. And it's also talk about in the book is get people skills to mediate conflict. So it's a lot. So interruptingviolence.com. It's a must read. It come out July the 2nd. And looking forward to hearing more. I would love to come back on the show once the book come out, and just be a part of it. You know, the keep the conversation going.
Oh, I'd love that for sure. If you enjoyed as much as I did, show Kobe your appreciation. Share today's show with a friend who also appreciates good ideas. Pick up your copy of Interrupting Violence, One Man's Journey to Heal the Streets and Redeem Himself at interruptingviolence.com. It is or will be live today, so get your copy and engage in the conversation like Kobe's been talking about, and we'll look forward to having you back on soon. Thanks again, Kobe.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
As always, do your part by doing your best.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Riley Herbst from 2311 Racing here. And you know what grinds my gears? Waiting for coffee. But instead of counting frappes and lattes, I fire up Chumba Casino. No apps, no fuss, just fun social casino games to pass the time. By the time my coffee's ready,
order for Riley.
I've already taken a few victory laps. Next time you're stuck waiting, make it entertaining. Play for free at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.